Hey everybody, it's your favorite gym bro, Marcus Stone, and today's show is called How to Read a Peptide COA. Before we get started, I want to clarify that this podcast is for informational purposes only and not a recommendation. Please consult a doctor and get your lab work done for your specific scenario, as everyone is different. Secondly, if you're looking for quality peptides and research compounds, I recommend BioEdge Research Labs, which you can find a link in the description below. All right, let's get into it. Here's a question that most people in this space never actually ask themselves. Do you have any idea if what's inside that vial actually matches what's printed on the label? Because the truth is, a lot of people don't. And that's a problem. Your only real line of defense is something called a certificate of analysis, a COA. But only if you actually know how to read one. So let's break this down. A COA is a document issued by a third-party laboratory that verifies three things: purity, identity, and concentration. Now here's where it gets tricky. Not every COA is created equal. Some sellers issue their own internal COAs, and that is a massive red flag. What you want is testing done by an independent, accredited laboratory that has absolutely zero financial relationship with the company selling the product. No ties, no conflicts, full transparency. Now, when you're actually looking at a COA, there are three numbers you need to zero in on immediately. First, purity percentage. Anything below 98% should have you asking serious questions. Second, molecular weight confirmation. This number must match the known value for the specific peptide you're researching. And third, you want to see both HPLC and mass spectrometry results. One test by itself is not enough. You need both. Think of it like double-checking your macros. One source of data just doesn't cut it. And the research backs this up. A documented consumer advocacy study tested commercially available peptides across multiple suppliers and found that over 40% of samples either failed to match the labeled concentration or showed unidentified contaminants. Over 40%. Products that came with verified third-party COAs consistently outperformed those without on accuracy measures. That's not opinion. That's data. So what does a bad COA look like? Here's what to spot immediately. No lab name on the document. No accreditation number. No contact information for the testing facility. A missing test date, or a document that looks like someone got creative with Photoshop. And maybe the biggest red flag of all, a seller who refuses to share the COA before you make a purchase, or who only links you to some vague generic batch document. If they're hiding the paperwork, they're hiding something else too. Here's your action plan before your next purchase. Request the COA directly. Find the HPLC result. Confirm purity is at or above 98%. Verify the lab is independent. If any single piece of that is missing, walk away. Simple as that. And look, this is exactly why I point people toward BioEdge Research Labs at bioedgeresearchlabs.com. They provide third-party testing, they're made in the USA, and the reviews speak for themselves. That's the standard every source should be held to. This has been Marcus Stone with Wicked World, where science meets iron. Be sure to check out our best ofs at wickedworld.net.